Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Advantage, Why Organizational Health Trumps Everything Else in Business, Patrick M. Lencioni presents a compelling argument that the key to sustained business success is not a secret formula or a revolutionary management strategy, but rather something much more straightforward, organizational health. Lencioni, a renowned consultant and speaker who specializes in executive team development and organizational health, turns traditional business wisdom on its head. Through engaging storytelling and insightful analysis, the book unravels the critical areas that companies must improve to achieve superior health and, consequently, significant competitive advantages in their industry. Lencioni emphasizes that healthy organizations outperform their counterparts not just financially, but in terms of employee engagement, customer satisfaction, and long-term endurance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, definition and importance of organizational health. Patrick Lencioni defines organizational health as the ability of a company to function effectively, to cope admirably, to adapt quickly, and to grow sustainably. According to Lencioni, healthy organizations are characterized by minimal politics and confusion, high degrees of morale and productivity, and very low turnover among good employees. He argues compellingly that organizational health is the single greatest asset any company can have because it is virtually impossible to replicate. Lencioni uses various case studies and his experiences as a consultant to highlight the tangible benefits of organizational health, which include enhanced decision-making, greater alignment around common objectives, reduced turnover, and higher employee engagement. The concept moves beyond the traditional metrics of business performance to include the well-being of all stakeholders and the systemic coherence of every aspect of the organization. Secondly, the four disciplines model. At the heart of achieving organizational health is Lencioni's four disciplines model, which lays out a clear, actionable plan that any organization can follow. The first discipline is to build a cohesive leadership team wherein leaders must be behaviorally cohesive and operate in a functional, cohesive manner. The second is create clarity, which involves achieving alignment by answering six critical questions about the company's purpose, values, goals, roles, strategies, and processes. The third discipline, over-communicate clarity, centers on ensuring that the messages about direction and priorities are communicated repeatedly throughout the organization to reinforce clarity and prevent discrepancies. Lastly, reinforced clarity requires the organization to establish human systems that are aligned with the answers to the six critical questions to reinforce what makes the company unique. Lencioni provides substantial guidance on implementing each discipline, creating a blueprint for organizational health. Thirdly, role of leadership in organizational health. Lencioni heavily emphasizes the role of leadership in fostering organizational health. He argues that it starts from the top, where leaders are the custodians of organizational clarity. Effective leadership is not merely about making strategic decisions, but also about embodying the virtues of a healthy organization in their conduct and decisions. Leaders must show vulnerability, build trust, engage in constructive conflict, hold each other accountable, and focus on the results that matter to the company. The book underscores the importance of leadership teams having rigorous debates about important issues, showing commitment to decisions, and being clear about what team members are accountable for. Lencioni insists that when leaders display these behaviors and prioritize health, it cascades throughout the organization, building a culture of openness, trust, and alignment. Fourthly, the impact of organizational health on strategy. Lencioni discusses at length the relationship between organizational health and company strategy. He argues that even the most superior strategies will falter without a healthy organizational culture to support their execution. Organizational health enhances a company's ability to quickly adapt to market changes and execute strategies effectively by ensuring all employees are pulling in the same direction. When an organization is healthy, workers at all levels understand and embrace their roles in executing the strategy, which dramatically increases the chances of its success. This seamless integration of strategy and culture underpins enduring market success and resilience, showing that organizational health is not just a complement to strategy, but foundational to it. Lastly, measurement and maintenance of organizational health. Lencioni provides practical advice on how to measure and maintain organizational health after it has initially been established. He suggests regular checkups through tools such as employee surveys, 360-degree feedback, and engagement reviews to gauge the organization's health. Additionally, maintaining health requires commitment to continuous improvement and openness to feedback at all levels of the organization. The need for ongoing education and development, open lines of communication, and periodic reassessment of alignment are crucial. Lencioni highlights the importance of consistency in practices and behaviors from leadership to ensure that organizational health is sustained over the long term. In conclusion, The Advantage is recommended for CEOs, managers, and leaders at all levels who are striving to elevate their company's performance by fostering a healthier work environment. Patrick Lencioni provides not only the whys, but also the how of achieving and maintaining organizational health, making it a practical guide for leaders wanting to make substantial and lasting improvements in their organizations. By focusing on systemic health, readers can ensure that their companies don't just succeed financially in the short term, but thrive holistically in the long term. The lessons from this book can fundamentally transform an organization and make it more responsive, agile, and sustainable. It's particularly beneficial for leaders looking to build a robust culture that can withstand the pressures and changes of the modern business environment. If you would like to support Patrick M. Lencioni, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.